Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, and let's bring him in. All weekend long, man, everybody talking about that ass-kicking that took place at Hard Rock Stadium, especially starting on the line of scrimmage on both sides. And Mario Cristobal joins us this morning. One first down in the first half is still, overall, the numbers were crazy, Coach, as I say good morning to you. But that one first down in the first half, like, you're going no way. I mean, that defense is good, but, man, that was you had to be real excited the way the guys got after it on both sides.
No doubt. Good morning, Joe. It was a great great way to start the game, you know, especially with the weather being what it was, to win the coin toss and defer and put our guys out first. They, you know, man, there's a lot of bad blood, a lot of intensity behind this thing, and to be able to let it, you know, just cut it loose like that early really set the tone for the game.
0-for-13 on third down. I mean, there's 141 total yards and just everything. And then the way you played, especially to start the game and then the fourth quarter, it just looked like you guys amped it up. And I thought Kirk Herbstreit said it best. There to start that game, it looked like the defense was playing with 14 guys. It was incredible the way you ran around. Was that the thing? Maybe I know there's a lot of different parts. You had to love the way the defense played overall, though.
Without a doubt, very extremely physical, just from an assignment standpoint, on point with communication. And quite frankly, they were kind of tired of hearing all year long how last year was a fluke up there at the Swamp. And, you know, they just, you know how it is, man. You start getting that positive anger, man, and you start building up towards a game. And they were just mentally locked in to go get after it, and they certainly got after them.
So you kick their butts in the first half, just kick them. And I know it's only 13-0. Now they score and they got rolling a little bit there, and it's 13-7 going into the fourth quarter, which I think a lot of people kind of forget. And then I thought, I'm just looking at some plays that really turned it around. I thought Marty Brown's catch, that crazy catch spinning around and then running for 16 yards on a 2nd and 6, the adjustment he makes and then run after catch. I just felt, and there were 2 or 3 plays I wanted to talk to you about, but I thought that one was a huge one. And I know Fletch and Brown together put up some monster numbers in this game, but that individual play was just sensational.
I agree with you. You know, the value of the check down, right?
I mean,
it always come up big in certain situations. And, you know, we had sputtered a little bit, man, on offense, more than a little bit, in the form of pre-snap penalties, in the form of some batted balls, turnover. A little bit uncharacteristic, and credit to them. They got a really good defense. They do. But we were hurting ourselves a bunch. And, you know, you need a play like that, man, to start turning things around. And it allowed us to then lean on the offensive line, and I thought they took over the game.
So while we're talking about how gang tackling was phenomenal, the 3rd and 3 stop, a great tackle. I think that was Marquise Lightfoot makes a tackle, doesn't allow the guy to get the first down. He comes up short. And with that 3rd and 1 stop, tackle for loss, I think that was Jacoby Thomas. Just unbelievable individual plays those guys made.
Without a doubt. I mean, the fourth down stop was the tackle itself and the swarm because, you know, Marquise Lightfoot gets them stopped, but he's probably going to spin out of it. And then everybody, the rest of the posse came in and cleaned it up and got us the ball back. So without a doubt, I think the whole concept of swarming to the football and playing with violence and physicality is really kicking in.
So, you know, it was Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor night. I hate it because Thomas and Torre and Bassaint and all the rest of those guys played their butts off and with all the things they were asked to do. But I got to tell you, man, it's hard to imagine right now anybody is better than Bain and Mezidor on the outside. And it's not just their pass rush. They don't stop. Bain makes a play where he actually gets to the quarterback, changes and gets out and gets in on the tackle on the sideline. He's done that a couple of times. He got an interception earlier on a play like that in the season.
Yeah, it's worth your – if you have some time, it's worth your time checking out the tight copy so you can see the level of physicality that both those guys are bringing to the table. And I think it's also important to point out those guys now being, you know, hardened upperclassmen, they play through the bumps and bruises and some of the things that come with playing this sport. And their demeanor on the field, their leadership is really – it's leading us, man. It's leading us in a big-time way.
Hey, did I see, was I watching and got a little shot over there of Pound? Did I see a coach standing there with his arm going pound, pound, pound? Was that, did I see you doing that there in the fourth quarter a little bit when you guys were running up and down the field?
No idea. It was probably a professional wrestler.
Hey, it's okay, coach, because it was like, we're going to run between the tackles and we're not going to stop. We tell the running backs, just keep those legs going. The big fellas get behind them. It is fun to watch. It is the most dominating thing you can do in college football is to watch that.
Well, you know what? The offensive line and the backs get after it, man. They worked their butts off, and they had an opportunity, right? The field is slick. The wall is a little bit wet, and we had an opportunity to lean on them, and they were asking for it all night, so they got their wish.
I got to ask you Coach Heatherman, through four games, what's the biggest improvement you've seen from your guys on defense? They just seem so in rhythm, the coordination, that thing about, listen, everybody talks about run to the football and don't stop, and it sounds good in practice. You see guys do it, and they're blown. Your guys do it in the games, man. But what is it for you that you've seen the biggest change in this defense through the first four games?
Well, I mean, I think he challenges everybody to match his intensity in practice. And he starts it all with the simplicity of communication. I mean, violent communication, very loud, very clear, swarming to the football, getting all the hats to the ball, making sure we're playing with technique and fundamentals. But the clarity in his teaching, the intensity and the passion he brings to teaching the scheme, but also teaching, you know, the intangibles that come with playing defensive football is a monster. He really knows what he's doing, and he's all about the players, so they trust him, and they're playing lights out for him.
So Brown got the fast whistle, obviously, and takes off and runs, and then you see it again, and you know, I know the game moves on after that, and it didn't affect anything, but yeah, that whistle is a little bit fast considering nobody is really around him.
Affected a bunch. I mean, we could go up 20-0 on that one, and but you got to deal with it. The official flat out said, we messed it up. Flat out said it. We screwed it up. And but it is what it is, man. You know, move on.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you before I forget, having game day there, man, I think game day is one of the greatest shows of all time. And now they have Saban and McAfee. And I got to tell you, I think they're both coach has been fantastic on that show. Just his personality fits in his breakdowns and things. And then McAfee's off his rocker. So it's great. How'd you enjoy that experience?
Man, I love the fact.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That the whole world got to see Miami again, right? And they got to see campus and all the changes on campus. The juice around this community right now is off the charts. And then, you know, I got to go in there with a different kind of temperament because I'm the one always saying block out the noise, you know, keep all the stuff out. So, so I go on set. I try to keep it business-like. And, you know, we hit on Coach Saban's rat poison, you know, whole, you know, theme and all that other stuff. But what they brought to campus and the attention they brought to for all the people that we're recruiting and our alumni and, again, our students, our president, our chair, like all these guys, man, they, you know, Miami needs that. Miami deserves that. And I'm glad they got it. Our focus stays on the game and doing what we're supposed to do, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. But listen, to have the whole country getting to see your campus, see what you're all about, see what your guys are all about, get to know some of the personalities. And then Matthew Tkachuk, a big Canes fan, went all in there too. Did you get a chance to see him at all?
Well, I saw them right before game time. I'm dying to get to one of their practices. Those guys are just stone cold killers on the ice. The way they bring physical, I mean, I went and watched them play, and the amount of bodies they just smash up against the glass. I love watching them play. So I look forward to, you know, maybe when there's free time, I don't know when that is, but getting with them and just tapping into their mentality and their psychology, because they are awesome to watch.
Yeah, no, there's no question. So, you know, you talk about noise. One of the biggest things being around you is just staying focused. Don't listen to the noise. Now, all of a sudden, you come out, the AP poll yesterday, you're number two in the country. Coach, it only gets worse, as you know how this thing works. And you got a huge game with Florida State is going to get hyped between now and next week for the game up at Tallahassee. You got your work cut out for you. I mean, everybody's going to be jacked up for it. It's not like you guys are going to go up there flat. You understand how good they are. How do you treat it, though?
Just stay on the aggressive, man. I mean, right away we're attacking it from top to bottom. And the biggest fight always is against human nature and complacency. I mean, from having, you know, Dr. Kevin Oko fly in today, our sports psych, to making sure that we're attacking all the things, you know, that, you know how it is right now, Joe. I mean, all of a sudden, some people, they try to get in, right? It's really intrusive. They try to get in the heads of players and, oh, you should be playing more and you should be getting the ball here and you should be doing that and all that. You know what? You got to look it right in the eye and say, bull, right?
Yes.
We got to make sure this stays about team. It's right. A team sport, and nothing can get in the way of the team. Nothing. Everybody's worked their butt off. It was a great start in our auto conference, our schedule. And now the real stuff starts. The real, real season begins. So, you know, it's all about making sure now we self-scout everything from our signals, schematically what we're doing, personnel usage, technique fundamentals, develop more guys to play, attack academics, get healthier. I mean, it's a full throttle week, and we all recognize what we want to accomplish. Brother, it requires us to get a hell of a lot better. So we got a lot of work to do.
I know you get asked a lot about this. Two guys that I know you love a lot, Jordan Lyle and JoJo Trader. How are they going forward, Coach, as far as still, is their health good? And from that standpoint, you see them getting back in the rotation?
Yeah, health was good, just wasn't great. And I think in a game like that where it was going to be rock 'em, sock 'em, robust all night, I think we did the right thing by Jordan and really expect him now to really get there. And JoJo's gotten healthy, and he just got to pick it up and practice more and keep bringing it. But we have a lot of faith in him. We're going to push him. He's now almost all the way healthy, you know, but we still got some work to do. And it's as simple as that, you know. It's as simple as everybody's got to get healthy and everybody's got to work their butt off and everybody's got to be about team.
Well, I got to tell you, man, that Fletcher-Brown combination, Coach, 249 total yards. Fletch, I'm not surprised, running harder than ever. He was running like one motivated cat over 100 yards. And then Brown, as I said, that catch he makes was just sensational. And the game, number two guy, even going up and over the top. Just how good were those two guys when you grade them out and how they looked?
And they get better and better as the year goes on. Those guys are elite human beings, elite workers, elite teammates. And when they watch tape, just like all of us, we recognize a million things that we got across the board as a team, as coaches. So I guess it's as simple as, hey, there's recognition of progress, but there's also a recognition and an appetite to get a hell of a lot better.
Hey, Coach, I know you're always about team. Give me one guy that we don't talk about that is just doing really well quietly, that just every time you have team meetings or coaches meetings, you're talking about one or two guys that that I'm guilty of not talking about.
James Brockemeyer, Ahmad Moten.
Wow.
You know, you look at your team, you want to be strong in the middle right, your center, your D tackle, your linebacker, your quarterback, your running back, your safety. ZP, my man, Zach Poizer, also another one. Jacob, I mean, I could go on and on. But Joe, we don't need praise, man. You know, I want you to get after their asses and make sure that we're just focused on getting better.
Well, listen, it was that was fun. I got to tell you, we needed that. I think the community needed that, and they got it. Well,
we don't get to play them again. We're off the schedule now, and it's something that, you know, as a player, I want to be involved in, and I got recruited, and we were dropped off their schedule when I got here as a player. So this was a game that, again, we want to keep that streak going. They haven't won here since 1977. Okay, we had a chance to play them up there last year, play them here this year. I wish we could play them every single year. It's good for the fan bases, for the state, for everybody. But, yeah, man, we, you know, press on. Want to know next year.
Yeah, no, listen, that was all-around great stuff, Coach. I got to tell you, I think a lot of people stayed up and did a little extra partying after that one because it was great stuff. Coach, thank you so much, man, for coming on this morning. I appreciate it very much.
Joe, I'm just glad you were in the office today at 6:20. Thank you.
You got it. All right. I deserve that. All right, Coach. Thank you so much there as we continue.
Another good shot at the end there, yeah.
Hey, nobody's going to outwork that guy. I can tell you that.
You missed one for the holiday. I think it was like Labor Day or something.
I don't know what that was.
He's got to let you hear about that season.
That's he got beautiful. 1,000 things going on, yeah, and he doesn't forget that. All right. Hey, listen, I want to tell you for just a second, talk about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.